Gardner Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV 860 and W293 CX 106.5, wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether on those particular stations, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com radio tab, or anywhere in between. We are live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com is your destination for 1,000-plus garden videos, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, a whole lot more. And you can find previous full-length shows of the radio program here under the radio tab and in-studio video, as well as podcast form and highlights of the show on the highlight tab on the right-hand side. And a lot of navigation, a lot of information there on the website. Well, what we're going to talk about today, since fall is here, is the advantages of using leaves in your garden and not just putting them on the curb for the city to pick up to compost at their own facility.
Right. So that's something.
And that's what a lot of people do. They just blow them out in the street, and they come by with a vacuum, they pick them up, and they're gone.
Right, and that's something that people don't even think about when it's such a great resource.
Well, they want to get them off the lawn because it's going to smother the grass out, and they want to be done with it. They don't want to have to compost, or, you know, they don't maybe not understand the procedures, that how easy it is to save them. They don't want the lawn to be destroyed because a large matting of wet leaves can suffocate the grass, and you have spottiness, and you've got, it looks like a dog has had a party in the front yard because there's no grass there.
Right, exactly. So one thing you can, what's the bonus about the leaves is that they are very nutrient dense, and that's what's important here.
But explain what that actually means.
It means that the tree's roots go deep down into the soil, into the underground.
Subsoil, the earth, you know.
And so they're getting a lot of those nutrients from that.
The minerals.
And being deep down in the ground. So with that, that extends that into the leaves. And once a lot of those nutrients are going to go into those leaves, and so they make a great compost, which is a good thing for your soil.
Absolutely. Now, we're one of the people in this category that, you know, we use all the leaves we have available on our property, and we'll get into all the different ways you can do this. But also, there are people who will pick up bags of leaves of those individuals who just put them on the curb for the city to pick up during the specific pickup hours. They'll put them all in the back of the truck, take them home, and put them in a garden or compost pile. So we don't necessarily do that. We clean up everything within a block of the house, both sides, our property, and the neighbors know this, and they're more accommodating. They put the leaves in the street, we'll pick them up and take them to our property. But anyway, leaves can serve a number of purposes here, and one is to insulate tender plants during the frost and winter.
Right. So about a 6-inch blanket of leaves can protect some plants from winter wind and cold. So you could do things like carrots, kale, leeks, and beets, and then you can harvest them all winter.
Amish is very popularly known for doing this. They will cover big mounds of leaves over those types of plants over the winter months and actually create a miniature refrigerator to the point where it stays cool enough in the ground underneath the leaves, but not so warm that the plants continue to grow, and not so cold it freezes them solid in a block of icy soil.
Right.
So that's one way of doing it. Also, the one that we talked about a little bit earlier was the benefit of the putting them in your compost pile.
Definitely. So what they do is they're carbon rich, which means they have just really great nutrients. And
carbon, there's two different materials categories,
right,
for
so
your compost.
Carbon is the brown, such as leaves, twigs.
Dry material.
And then nitrogen is things like grass clippings, green yard waste, anything of that source.
Kitchen scraps. Coffee yeah. grounds actually is in
so
that
So that's
going to
be
well.
the more nitrogen, or known as the green. And so the carbon-rich leaves will help balance that high nitrogen and help work it out so that you have a good balance there and a good combination of both.
Well, while we're talking about composting leaves, how big of a pile do we need in order to make it successful? Realistically, as big as you possibly can make it. The book, quotation marks, the book says 1 cubic yard, which is like 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot cube, is what is recommended to have a good balanced compost pile. But again, you don't have to have it that big. It's whatever type of compost pile you have, as long as you're composting, it may take longer or it may take shorter period of time based on the size and the ratio.
Whatever fits for you.
Right.
Essentially. Whatever is going to be your need. If you don't have a large garden, you probably shouldn't make your compost pile half of your backyard.
Yeah.
So kind of think about that.
Well, let's talk about the improving of the soil by using leaves. And this is where we utilize 99, almost 100% of our leaves here in this particular method.
Right. So the soil is the lifeblood of your plants. And you want to always make sure that your soil is going to be healthy and something that your plants will be able to...
In our opinion, chemical-free.
Chemical-free, yeah. And something that your plants will be able to live off of. That's their food, is the soil, or what's in the soil. So you can mix these shredded leaves right into your garden, especially in the fall. And next spring, your soil will be nice and healthy. You'll have lots of worms. Worms like leaves to eat leaves. They look for food, and you'll attract a lot of worms, which are even better for your soil.
Well, we don't mix it into the soil. We just layer it 18, 20, 24 inches above on top of each grow bed.
But people could
by mixing them in, you're going to use a tiller to work them in the soil. You can use just straight, large, unshredded leaves. We do that if time is a crunch. We'll just dump the leaves on the garden, and by June, July the next year, you can't even tell the leaves were there because they've broke down into the soil. When we plant in the spring, we just move back the leaves that we need to move back the leaves till we see soil plant or plants, and then move the leaves back as a mulch that suppresses weeds and retains moisture. But you don't have to work them in the soil. You want to shred these leaves, because it's going to break down smaller particles, are going to make it easier for the microbial life as well as the worms to digest and break it down and work it in your soil versus the large full-size leaves. But also, we all may not have leaf mulchers. Lawnmower does the same.
So explain how you do it with the lawnmower. That might be not clear to some people.
If you do it with a lawnmower, you really want to have a bagger on it, because when you mulch these leaves in the yard, they're going to go to a fine particle and they're going to fall into the grass, so you're not really going to be able to rake them back up.
Yeah, but how do you get them into your lawnmower, essentially?
The bagger.
Right, but
well, if you know the answer, why don't you
just tip the lawnmower over and shove the leaves into
it? No, you drive, you just mow like the normal grass and allow them to go under the lawnmower and go into the bagger that way. No, don't follow the recommendations on your mower.
Well, I just want to make sure people aren't clear on that.
Okay, so that's the way we utilize almost all of our leaves, is we just mound them on top of the grow bed, all of our grow beds. And then they break down over the winter, and in the spring and by summer they're gone, but they feed the soil. And that's a great way of free fertilizer for your garden.
I wanted to touch here. You want to think about what kind of leaves that you are putting in your leaf pile. Walnuts, eucalyptus, I'm not really sure we have any eucalyptus trees in Wisconsin. I believe that's more subtropical. And then camphor, laurel leaves. They can contain substances that will inhibit plant growth. So you would want to compost them separately before you would put them in your garden.
Or just not even worry about those at all. That would be the best thing, dude. Just not even worry about.
If you have a eucalyptus tree, I'd be interested in finding out if you're in Wisconsin.
Let's talk about leaf mold, because we say composting leaves. The environmental term, or the science term, is leaf mold. What is leaf mold? And not really it's basically the same thing.
Basically, leaf mold is a positive thing. It's a fungus of the broken down leaves.
It's just strictly leaves, 100% leaves. It's not a mixture of other items, so it takes a little bit longer for this to occur.
It's not real. I don't know if I would. I guess, leaf mold. It's basically like the same thing if you're walking through the woods, that layer of leaves
on the ground.
On the ground is
the natural breakdown of the leaf particle.
But it's not mold in a bad sense, you're going to possibly get sick or something from it. It's a good thing.
It's a positive mold that's beneficial to the breakdown process of these leaves to release the nutrients back into the soil to feed the plants that'll feed the plants that you're going to grow. So that's the importance. And leaf hoarders, I would say we're in that category. There is a term for that.
Yeah.
Leaf hoarders. So, with that being said, there are other ways. That's what we would recommend using your leaves for. Now, we talked about this. What was it? Maple spot a couple of weeks ago.
The black maple spot.
That is
black tar maple spot.
Yeah, you'll see the leaf, and it looks like black paint on the leaves. people are worried about incorporating that into your garden. There's nothing wrong with that. You can go ahead and do that. Go ahead and use your leaves. Now, if your tree was sprayed with some type of spray to kill bugs in the tree or something like that, those leaves I wouldn't recommend using because they still retain whatever chemical that was applied to it, and that can leach into your soil and cause a whole level of bad things for the following year. But if you just got natural leaves falling on the ground, then go ahead and use them. Another thing some people would not recommend is using the leaves that are put in the street because the oils and the gas and the asphalt and all that. We deal with enough toxicity in a day, and our soil does have a certain level of toxicity in it, that little bit. Now, if you're in a pile of oil, don't use those leaves. But if they're just in the curb, in the gutter, whatever you want to call that, we rake them up. And last year, if you watch our videos, we have 1,800 square feet in the large garden, and we put 40-gallon trash can fulls of unshredded leaves in that garden, and I still was short. And I did that over a month period, cleaning the street, half a block on each side of the house and on the other side of the street, and we still didn't have enough leaves.
Right, and you want to be aware also, if you are using your neighbor's leaves, just make sure there's no other random plants in there.
Well, the neighbor across the street, she said she saw us picking the leaves up, and she goes, "You're more than welcome to ours. This is the yard debris. There's some mixture of stuff here, and these are pure leaves."
Yeah.
So neighbors,
just be aware.
Be aware, right? Because you don't want to bring in some kind of whatever it might be into your yard,
garden. Plants can be good or not necessarily bad, but if it's some random yard debris that maybe you don't want, just be mindful of it.
People cut the heads off these plants that have seeds in them to get them off the property and then mix them in with leaves, and here you've introduced them now on your property, in your garden. So it can be a problem. So just be vigilant. Be nice to your neighbors. Know your neighbors. Maybe your neighbors are not gardeners. Just say, hey, if you have leaves, really would like to have them, here's the reason why. If you're willing, is it okay if I take them?
I don't know. I would just start taking them, and then if they think it's weird, they'll probably.
Well, I don't think they'll complain if you start raking leaves on their property.
No.
I mean, if it's not.
No, not raking their leaves, but taking their leaves from the side of the street.
Right. So when we come back, hopefully that has helped. Understand the importance, the value of leaves, that it's more important to put them on your property than to give them to the city for them to break down and compost, and somebody else goes picks up those leaves.